Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. We are at Tipton High School, home of the Inferno. Tonight's game features the Tri-Central Trojans and the Tipton Blue Devils. Thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll talk a little bit about tonight's ball game and the relationship of academics. We'll talk about the Tri-Central Trojans. Tri-Central Trojans, they're Class 1A, Sectional 55. They have six in their sectional. Their sectional consists of Anderson Prep Academy, Cowan High School, Daleville High School, Liberty Christian, Tri-Central, and Westdale. We're making Tri-Central Trojans High School. Their gym capacity right there is 2,200. Their school enrollment, 237. Tri-Central High School was founded in 1970. We'll mention the principal at Tri-Central is Adam Long. The athletic director is Gary Rue. We'll mention Gary Rue. He played college basketball himself. He went to Spring Arbor. That's right there in Michigan. He was a forward and a center. We are most thankful at Putney in Sports for Mr. Gary Rue. We'll also mention the athletic secretary at Tri-Central is Stacy Powell. We'll let you know Tri-Central High School is located at 2115 West 500 North. That's in Sharpsville, Indiana, 46068. You can reach them by telephone, 765-963-2560. On the web, you can reach Tri-Central by TriCentralTrojans.com. On Twitter, at Tri-C Trojans. They wear the collars royal blue and gold, also white as one of their collars. They participate in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are nine teams in the Hoosier Heartland. Alphabetically, they are Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Eastern, Rossville, Sheridan, Taylor, and Tri-Central. We'll mention the athletic trainer for Tri-Central High School is Terry Shortridge. We'll let you know this is the first game of the season for both teams here tonight. Tri-Central currently no wins, no losses. This is game number one. Their head coach is Mr. Bill Bowen. Mr. Bill Bowen working in his sixth year at Tri-Central, 37 wins, 75 losses. We'll mention he has coached at Hamilton Heights. He's 22nd year overall. Head coach, he's got 217 wins, 238 losses. When he was coaching at Hamilton Heights, he had the most tenured coaching years as any coach at Hamilton Heights with 16. Say why he's a good man. We'll also mention the next game on the agenda for Tri-Central. Going to be November 27th. That'll be a Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Rochester, the Rochester Zebras will be in the house at Tri-Central Trojan. We'll let you know a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are a Class 2A school in basketball. They're sectional 39. There will be six in their sectional. It'll be like this. It'll be Blackburn, Eastbrook, Madison Grant, Sheridan, Taylor, and Tipton. We're making the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernand. The athletic secretary, Tammy Sullivan, she's going to be retiring at the end of this fiscal year. We're making the trainer at Tipton High School is Mr. Burke Emmert. We'll let you know Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them by phone at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, by them at Tipton B Devils. It's Tipton B Devils with the at symbol in her front. They were the colors, blue and white. Both teams jogging off the floor. 4:14 left here in the pregame. Getting ready for basketball. We'll mention the next game. We'll slow down right there. We'll let you know that the Blue Devils participate in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 in the Hoosier Conference. They have two divisions. They have an East and a West. We'll mention in the East Division. Alphabetically, it's Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West Division, Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. We'll mention they have a 0-0 early season record, first game for Tipton also. The head coach for the Blue Devils, working in his third season at Tipton, is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 29 wins, 19 losses at Tipton. Will mention this is his 41st year overall varsity head coach. 526 wins, 378 losses. That's Mr. Cliff Hawkins. We'll mention the next team on the agenda for Tipton. The Blue Devils will travel to Frankton High School. That'll take place on December 4th. That's a Saturday, the varsity game at 7:30. Putney in Sports will be there. We'll also mention the Tipton Tribune and Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, you can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, at Michelle, that's two L's, _ Garman. Again, that's at Michelle, _ Garman for updates on area games and matches. 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes left. They're putting a tunnel together for the Blue Devils to jog out onto the surface. Say what we'll mention. Football season, not quite over. Football this season, I tell you what, this weekend, going to end with the state championships. We'll mention Friday, the 26th, this is November 26th, shortly after Thanksgiving. I wish you a very merry, happy Thanksgiving on Thursday. We'll mention Friday, November 26th, at Lucas Oil, that'll be Class 1A, 3A, and 5A. On Saturday, the 27th, it'll be Class 2A, Class 4A, and Class 6A. We'll mention it's going to take place at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Colts are a major sponsor for this event. And Lucas Oil Stadium, located at 500 South Capitol Avenue in Indianapolis. Tickets are just $15 per day. 3 ball games for 15 bucks, that's a bargain. If you have 5-year-olds and younger, they get in free. We'll mention at noon on Friday the 26th, it'll be Class 1A Adams Central. They're 13-1. They'll go against unbeaten Indianapolis Lutheran. That's the first game. Second game, that's on Friday at 3:30. It'll be Class 3A Brabus Jesuit at 12-2. They'll be going against Gibson Southern at 13-1. And then the final game on Friday evening, it'll be a 7 o'clock start. It'll be 5A. Zionsville at 9-5 going against Indianapolis Cathedral at 3-1. We'll mention on Saturday, the Class 2A game will start at noon. That'll be Andrean at 11-3 going against Evansville Modern Day at 12-2. Second game on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. It'll be Class 4A Northridge at 10-4. They'll go against Mount Vernon. That's the Marauders out of Fortville. They are 13-1. Go Marauders. And we'll mention the final game on Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. It'll be 6A Westfield at 12-1. They'll go against Center Grove at 13-0. Keep in mind, Center Grove was ranked nationally around number 6 position most recently. Go Westfield. So they're getting ready to list the starting lineups right now. We'll go ahead and mention them here in a moment. We're going to have the national anthem. We're going to set this down for just a moment as the Tipton Blue Devil Pet Band, they're going to sing the national anthem. We'll sing along with the Pet Band. Our national anthem never sounded better. That's the Blue Devil Pet Band. We'll mention Tipton Blue Devils basketball being brought to you. Support sponsors this season, Dean's Auto Parts. They're in Cicero. The Blue Devil Boilermaker is a Tipton resident. Fritz Auto Sales in, they're right there in Fishers in Nobleville, along with Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. AGM Auto, LLC, there in Arcadia, and Indiana Express Rentals, South 8th Street in Nobleville. You're listening to Put Me in Sports, varsity basketball being brought to you by. We're missing the starting lineup first for the Tri-Central Trojans. Starting tonight, we have a number 20, that's Landon Grant. He's a sophomore, 6 feet tall. Number 24, that's Craig Brewer. He's a senior, 6 feet tall. Number 32, that's Jake Chapman. He's a senior, 6'3" tall. Number 42, Jake Cassidy. He's a senior, 6'4" tall. And the final starter in the tri-central lineup, number 44, Luke Martin. He's a senior, 6 feet tall. They're coached by Bill Bowen. The Tipton Blue Devils will start like this. Wearing number 3, that's Grady Carpenter. He's a freshman. 6'4" tall. Number 11, that's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan is a sophomore, 6 feet tall. Number 21, that's Nate Powell. Nate Powell, a senior, 6'4". Number 22, that's Jackson Money. He's a sophomore, 5'11". The final starter in the Tipton lineup, number 33, Sam Ridgway. He's a senior, 6'8" tall. Head coach of the Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. They tell me tonight's ball game between Tri-Central and Tipton is known as the Pilgrim Cup. The Pilgrim Cup usually takes place on a Wednesday. This year it's on a Tuesday. I got a friend of mine, it's Brent Bailey. He's the Hamilton Heights Middle School principal. Brent Bailey plays for the Tri-Central Trojans. He used to hold the scoring record overall. He gave that up, but he held the record quite some time. He's presently number 2 in all-time scoring for the boys at Tri-Central. That was not long ago. He was a 4-year starter. His freshman year, they went double overtime with Tipton in the Pilgrim Cup. And Brent Bailey and the Tri-Central Trojans captured the win in that double overtime. I understand Hamilton Heights coach Chad Ballinger let me know that Brent Bailey He played inside the first half, and he nailed him from outside the second half. That's Mr. Brett Bailey, Hamilton Heights Middle School principal. They're going to jump it up right now. Tipton going to send to the center circle, number 33, Sam Ridgway. Tri-Central going to send to the center circle, number 32, Jake Chapman. So it's going to be senior versus senior right here for the tip-off. First tip of the Blue Devils senior season and first tip for Tri-Central season this year. Toss is good. Tipton backcourt picked up by Tipton. They'll outlet the goal in the paint. Through free throw line, good. 2-point bucket for 22, Jackson Money. Tipton up 2-0. They're going to play full court pressure. Throw the ball back and forth in the backcourt. Tri-Central going to pass across the timeline. They'll work it inside. Bounce pass low to the interception. Picked up there by Grady Carpenter. They'll work it left side in the paint. Kick it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Good. That's Grady Carpenter. A 3-point bomb. It's a 5-0 contest. They'll bring in Tipton showing the full court pressure once again. Get across the timeline on the dribble. Lost the handle. Picked up right there by Nolan Swan. He'll dish it up ahead. Shot wouldn't go for 22, Jackson Money. They rebound the basketball. Number 21, Nate Powell. A rebound and a bucket in the paint. It's a 7-0 contest. We'll take a break in the action right here. Could be brought in from the backcourt 84 feet away. Could be brought in by number 20, Landon Grant. Just begun. 7-11. Left here in the first quarter, the 7-0 contest. Trying to work it across the timeline, using the pass variety, full court pressure by Tipton. Going to pass it across to number 44. And we're going to right there, Luke Martin. 2-point bucket. Good. Chase Cassidy with a 2-point bucket for Tri-Central. 7-2 contest. Out top. 3-point shot good. Nolan Swan from 3-point land straight away. The 10-2 contest. Going to be a whistle. Going to be an over and back call. Going to get the ball back to Tipton. They'll bring it in from the side court opposite of the scores bench. Just barely in the back court. They're going to take it to center court now. The official going to hand the ball off. Number 20, loosening number 11. Nolan Swan triggers the inbound. It's in to Grady Carpenter. He'll go on the dribble. The dribble right side out by the scores bench. They'll bring the left side on the pass. 22, Jackson Money. Money dribbles over and around the perimeter. 3-point shot in the corner. Good. Credit the bucket, Nolan Swan. 13-2 contest. We're in the first quarter at Tipton High School. The Pilgrim Cup. Get it across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. That's number 20, Landon Grant. He'll dish off right here. That's number 32, Jake Chapman. Chapman goes baseline. Back. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline wouldn't go. Rebound, Nate Powell. He'll outlet right here, Noah Swan. They're working through the corner. Going to be a traveling violation. They're going to move that foot prior to getting the ball on the surface. I've said it before. I've heard by other officials that call is the most difficult call to make in a basketball game. That traveling violation when they say the foot move first. That's a difficult call. In the backcourt, working the full court press again, Blue Devils. They'll dish it around. 24, Craig Boer. Lost the handle, ends up by Tipton. Out top the circle. 3-point shot, going to go for Nolan Swan. Rebound, Tri-Central. Let's take a coast to coast right there. Thought about a shot. That's Landon Grant with the board. They get the ball back out top, being closely guarded by 22, Jackson Money. Behind the arc, they'll bounce back it in. Working in there to Chapman. Chapman's going to try a shot. He's going to get called for six. Going to be a traveling violation. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. He was baseline right there. He was in that four-foot area from straight down the backboard. He was in that four-foot area. Got caught for a traveling violation. They give the ball back to Tipton. Slow dribble across the timeline. Calling out the play right there. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. Works it left side, straight out top. 22, Jackson Money. Works it back to Nolan Swan. He'll drive the baseline. Kick it back out. It's going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul. First foul of tonight's ball game. It's going to be 11. Nolan Swan. He'll pick up number 1. Team foul number 1. 13-2. We're in the first quarter. Tipton's going to pick up at half court now. He's going to be picked up right there by Jackson Money. No, we're going to left side to Chapman. Back out top to Jackson Money. Take that back. They'll work it back around and lose the handle. But now to Jackson Money in the paint. Two-point shot. Good. On the layup, Jackson Money with the bucket. Timeout on the surface. Tipton in front. 15-2. 4:48 left. We're making this game again, part B, brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Carquest Auto Parts, 1110 South Main, South Peru Street, that's Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero at the Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Could be brought full court right there, brought in by Tri Cicero, number 20 in the lineup. That's Connor Hook. Check that, number 20 right there, Landon Grant. Out top. Press right there. Gets the ball back out of there. Number 42, Jace Cassidy. Lost the handle. Picked up by Nolan Powell of Tipton. See the front court on the dribble. They're going to try to square it up. Reset the offense. That was number 11, Nolan Swan. Out top. Three-point shot. Good. From the left baseline. Credit the bucket. Number 22, Jackson Money. 18-2 contest. We're still in the first quarter. Dribbling in the front court. Going to go baseline, but they go first right there, straight up. Two-point bucket good for Chase Cassidy. Chase Cassidy, a year ago, averaged 2.7. He gets two-point bucket right there in the first quarter. On the dribble, the front court, Nate Powell gets the ball up. Number 11, Nolan Swan. From the corner, three-point shot good. Grady Carpenter, 6-4. Carpenter for three. 21-4 in the front court. 3:33 left here in the first quarter. With the basketball, Tri-Cicero Trojan, Landon Grant. Long three-point shot, good. Right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. Credit the bucket. Number 22, Caden Leininger. He's in the lineup. Last year, he averaged 10.4 per game as a junior. He'll dribble around, go baseline, going to tip it off right there. Shot ready to go for Nate Powell. Ball handled, finally brought down by Jace Carpenter. Carpenter going to work it now to baseline, picked up his dribble, and take a shot. They go to the foul line, he'll shoot two. That's number 32, Jake Carpenter. They go to the free throw line, he'll shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled on Tipton. Number 3, Grady Carpenter picked up his first. He fouled number 2. Couple dribbles right there. First shot for Carpenter. Take that back. First shot right there for Chapman. It's good. Check in the lineup for the Blue Devils. Aiden Cole going to check in. Also number 2, Maverick Conaway. Taking a breather. 33, Ridgeway. And number second shot up. Rims around, falls in. Chapman good on both. And here we go. He shot 73% from the stripe. To bring us 84 feet away, jogging up right there, number 11 for the Blue Devils. That's Nolan Swan. He picked up a half court right there. He'll move the ball around, long, three-point shot. When Joe got chased, his own rebound, got it. That's number 11, Nolan Swan. They go baseline, left-handed floater, when Joe in the paint. Rebound secured, number 32, Jake Chapman. Chapman on the dribble right side, he'll get by Powell to kick to the baseline. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Craig Boer. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Powell, who'll dish off. Number 11, Nolan Swan. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tri-Central. 2:21 left here in the first quarter. 21-9. Tipton in front by 12. Could be brought in by Aiden Toll in front. The Tri-Central pitch. The brain is across the way there. Get to Nate Powell. Powell will hand off to the point guard, Nolan Swan. Swan being guarded right there by 22, Caden Leininger. bitches out behind the arc. Lost the handle, going to throw it away, going back the other direction. It's Bryce Mitchell. Fish off, they go off the glass, shot going to go. Shot taken right there by number 20, Landon Grant back the other direction. Nate Powell in the paint, 2-point bucket for Powell. 23-9, ball's in the front court. On the dribble is Jake Chapman. He'll dribble in, he'll go in the paint, he'll take another shot, wouldn't go. He'll go to the foul stripe once again. He's going to get fouled this time by number 21, Nate Powell. Nate Powell picks up his first foul in the contest. Team foul number 3. Jake Chapman's going to get a couple more. 23-9, 1:43 left here in the first quarter. We're missing the JV contest. Gibson got the win. First shot good for Chapman. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see Sam Ridgway, number 33, taking a breather. Might be a quarter break extended breather for number 21, Nate Powell. Second shot for Chapman. He's good on all four here in the first quarter. 23-11, 1:40 left here in the first quarter. Going to dribble across the timeline, number 11, Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in the paint, kick it down low off the glass. 2-point bucket for Ridgway. Credit the assist to Swan. 25-11, 1:25 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. To the corner, 3-point shot. Good. Credit that bucket, 24. Credit that bucket, 24, Craig Brewer. Crossing the timeline, slow pace right there, number 11. That's Nolan Swan for Tipton. To the corner, 3-point shot. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Maverick Conaway. They'll go back the other direction. With the basketball, Tri-Central Trojan Jake Chapman. You're going to get caught for traveling once again. Got that extra step in as he went hard to the hoop, left side of goal. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. Going to be inlet right there by Aiden Toll. Stuffed into Nolan Swan, sophomore point guard, 6 feet tall. Swan a year ago from three-point land, shot 34% as a freshman. He'll work the ball and go to the corner again. Maverick Conaway, he'll dribble it back out to Swan. 36 seconds left. Maybe looking for that final shot, not sure. They'll go to the corner, shot taken. Conaway, where'd he go? Skying for the board right there was 23, Aiden Toll. It's going to be called out of bounds, last touch by a Blue Devil. Going to be brought in, left of the bucket, Chapman. Going to toss it in right there, going to be a foul call. Blue Devil, Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong going to foul in the backcourt. He's got one, team foul number 4. Tipton going to relax. Going to relax, and back in the ball game is Grady Carpenter. Taking a breather is Nolan Swan, probably going to get that extended quarter break. 27 seconds left here in the first quarter. Going to be brought across the timeline by number 22, Caden Leiniger. Outside shot. Leiniger nails a 3. Left elbow extended. 3-point bucket for Leiniger. Makes it a 25-17 contest. 10 seconds left. Gibson in the front court. Sam Ridgway tossing around the perimeter. In the hands of Aiden Toll. 5 seconds left. Outside the arc, Grady will take a shot, good. 3-point shot. I take that bet. That was number 20, Connor Hassong. Hassong nails the 3 at the buzzer. The 28-17 contest after 1. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by ChrisAndFishers.com. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They established their car dealership right there, started in Fishers. Since 1983, they have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers at 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations, Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Also, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 West Hill Road, Noblesville, Indiana. That's between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. They're getting ready to start the second quarter right here. Tri-Central going to have the basketball. Alternate arrow, possession arrow. We'll mention those Indiana Pacers. Pacers got a win last night, 109-77. They defeated the Chicago Bulls. Pacers are now 8-11. The Bulls, 12-6. That was a good win. The next game is going to happen tomorrow night. Los Angeles Lakers going to be at Cambridge Fieldhouse. Ball's in the front court. Tri-Central Trojans on the dribble. Right there, number 20. Connor Hassan takes that back, number 20. Landon Grant. Baseline jumper good. 32. Jake Chapman cuts the lead to 9. 28-19. 7.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Baseline drive, 21. Nate Powell for 2. 30-19 in the front court with the basketball. Tri-Central Trojan, 22. Caden Leiniger. Leiniger averaged 10.4 a year ago in his junior season. In the paint, 2-point shot off the glass. Chris, a bucket for Tri-Central, 42. Next, Chase Cassidy. Cassidy with the bucket. Look on the left side. Going to be another offensive foul. Going to be called on Nolan Swan. That's twice they'll nail him for the offensive foul. You got to find his footing, know when to stop and pop. Pop the shot. That's the second foul on Nolan Swan. Fifth on the Blue Devils here in the first half. Tri-Central yet to commit a foul. In your screen right there. From the corner, 3-point shot rims off, wouldn't go. Taken by Caden Leiniger. In the front court now, tips the Blue Devils way behind the arc, wouldn't go. Nolan Swan hits the back iron, kicks back out. Chapman with the rebound, here goes coast to coast. Try to elbow shot left side, wouldn't go. Rebound, put back, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 20, Landon Grant. Rebound, tipped it. Look on the front court. Inside the arc, 2-point shot, wouldn't go. That was Carpenter. Rebound out there, we'll go back the other direction. On the dribble out top is Landon Grant. Picking him up out top is Grady Carpenter. On the dribble right side, dish off, long shot. Leiniger got it. 22, Caden Leiniger. A year ago, he shot 35% on the season from 3-point land. He nailed that one, left elbow extended. From the corner, Grady Carpenter shot, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Couldn't crash the board right there, going back the other direction. Underhanded scoop shot. Layup wouldn't go. That was Landon Grant. Rebound, put back. Fade away, wouldn't go. That was 42, Jay Cassidy. They're going to call foul. They're going to whistle a foul right here. They're going to give the ball back to Tri-Central. Blue Devils going to commit number six foul here in the second, or the first half, I should say. We're in the second quarter. That's going to be the second foul on Carpenter. Carpenter's still in the ballgame. Take that back. They're working back down. Off the glass. They got the entry pass in. The number 20, Landon Grant. He goes off the glass. 2-point bucket. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Tipton. Tri-Central has kept the lead to 4. It's 30-26. 5:40 left here in the second quarter. And we'll also remind you, this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around at 1720 South Pitt Street, Noblesville. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, that's at 1720 South Pitt Street, Noblesville. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone, 317-773-7391. That's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Brought in right there on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. They'll pass it right side behind the arc. 23 Jackson Money. They'll bring it back around. Trying to pitch it off, lost the handle. Going to be a steal by Leiniger. In the front court now, they'll work it outside. 3-point shot in the air. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. 24, Craig Brewer. Rebound, tipped it. They're working back the other direction. Nate Powell with the basketball outside the arc right side. They'll go to the corner. 3-point shot, good. Grant the bucket. Blue Devil 22, Jackson Money. Makes it a 33-26 ball game. Just under 5 minutes left. We're in the second quarter at Gibson High School. The Pilgrim Cup. Long 3-point shot. Leininger rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Grady Carpenter. To the corner, they'll work it back around. Swan with a 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound Tri-Central, credit the board. Number 20, Landon Grant. He's going to dish off right there, crossing the timeline at a slow pace. It's Jake Chapman in the front court now. They're working behind the arc right side. They get it back to Chapman straight away. Chapman being guarded right there by Connor Hassan. They'll work it left side behind the arc. The Leininger picks up his dribble. Back out top, 32. It's Jake Chapman. They'll work it behind the arc right there, number 24, Craig Boer. To the corner, 3-point shot, good. Grant at the bucket, number 20, Landon Grant. Cuts the lead to 4, it's 33-29, 4 minutes left. We played halfway through the second quarter. Tipping in the front court. Slow dribble right there, that's Grady Carpenter, works it to the right corner. Leininger picks him up, working against Leininger right there behind the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Carpenter. Rebound, Tri-Central. They'll pass across the timeline to Leininger, left side, out top. Thought about a shot, converting right there. Defense with Powell. Going to be a steal right there by Nolan Swan. They get into Powell inside. Powell goes off the glass, wouldn't go. Got his own board. Put it back up again off the glass. 2-point bucket for Nate Powell. 35-29, a 6-point lead for Tipton. 3:17 left here in the second quarter. To the corner, working the ball around and working inside. They'll skip on through. Leininger works it inside off the glass. Wouldn't go, got his own board. They'll go to the foul line. Chapman couldn't get the first one to fall. Second one, he got fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot twice. Pretty good entry pass right there by Leininger. So Chapman going back to the stripe. Stripe's going to get 2. Chapman's going to shoot twice right here. He's 4-for-4 at the stripe here in the first half. He's 5-for-5. That foul whistled on Tipton. Number 20, Connor Hassan. He's got 2 in the ballgame. He's going to set down right now. And I'm back in the game. We're going to see Cassidy. We'll take that back. Yes, Cassidy for Tri-Central. Step back in. Second shot at the stripe. Good. He's 6-for-6. That's Jake Chapman. A year ago, he shot 219 free throws. He made 159 of them, 73%. This year, he's shooting good at 100%. 6-for-6 in the paint. Shot, take a shot. He got fouled in the act of shooting. That's Nate Powell. Nate Powell going to go to the stripe. That's going to be the first foul of the first half committed by Tri-Central. Tri-Central has 1. That foul committed by number 32, Jake Chapman. Nate Powell going to shoot his first free throw of the season. Right-handed shooter, first one's good. He gets a congratulatory from Grady Carpenter there on the lane. Across from Grady is Aiden Toll. In the backcourt is Nolan Powell. Also, Jackson Money. Second one rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by the late Luke Martin, number 44. Out top, Chapman. He'll work it right side. To Leininger. One dribble, he'll bring it back out top to Chapman. Step back 3 for Chapman. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound front 4. It's going to be whistled on Tri-Central. Going to be a second foul in the first half. They'll bring it in from out of bounds. They're going to whistle this foul on Luke Martin. He wears number 44. He's a senior. 6'1". He'll be brought in 84 feet away. Brought in right there. From Swan. He dishes it in to Grady Carpenter. Walking across the timeline. Now he'll dribble to the left corner baseline. He'll work it in. Getting into Nate Powell. Reverse layup. Wouldn't go. Into paint. Going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this foul. Tri-Central. Going to be called on Luke Martin. He'll pick up a quick second foul. That's 2 on Luke. 3 on the team. They'll bring it in from out of bounds. Driving the bucket on the baseline. Swan going to bring it in. They'll bring it in. Right there, got it into Jackson Money. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Leininger. Leininger going against Money in the front court. Good dribbling exhibition by Leiniger. He'll toss it in deep in the paint. Lost the handle off the glass. Picked up the loose ball. Puts it in. That's number 32, Jake Chapman. It's 36-33. 2 minutes left here in the first half. It'll be a spin move in the paint. 14-footer wouldn't go for Swan. Rebound out. It'll be a steal. Swan picks up the steal. Dishes off to Nate Powell. Spin move in the lane. He'll go off the glass. Shot's going to go. But Nate Powell going to go back to the free throw line. Going to shoot two again. 147 on the game clock. 36-33. That foul's whistled on Landon Grant. He's got one. Team foul number four on Tri-Central. Nate Powell at the strike. First shot up. Rims around. Fell off. He's 1-for-2 or 1-for-3 at the line. He'll look to make it an even 50%. It's early going. First game of the season for both teams. Second shot, rims around. Fell off, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Luke Martin. Chapman going to walk it across the timeline, across from the scores bench. They're working left side to Leiniger. Leiniger on the dribble. He'll dish off the baseline pass, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Landon Grant. Rebound out of there. Blue Devils. They'll go to the corner with it. The dribble in. 3 points. Yeah, 2 point shot. Just outside the paint. Wouldn't go for Jackson Money. Rebound. Tri-Central. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Number 22. Leiniger. That's Caden Leiniger on the dribble. He'll pick it up. Elbow right side. Block shot. Nate Powell. He just grazed it. Couldn't get the shot all the way. Going to be a foul called. On the rebounding stage. We're going to see Sam Ridgway check back in here just a moment. Foul's whistled on Grady Carpenter. Carpenter picks up his third foul here in the first half. Carpenter going to set down. As mentioned, Sam Ridgway in the ballgame at the free throw line. Number 42, Jace Cassidy. First shot rims out long. Rebound out of there, Tim Ridgway. He'll dish off and bring it across the timeline. That's number 11, Nolan Swan. 1 minute left here in the first half off the glass. 2 point shot good. From inside the paint, left side, that's Nate Powell. 5 point leader, our Tipton, 38-33. 45 seconds left in the quarter. From the quarter, 3 point shot wouldn't go. One shot taken by number 20, Landon Grant. Going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this one on Tipton. Tipton going to pick up the foul. It's going to be number 9. That foul's going to be whistled on 23, Aiden's hole. That's Aiden's first foul. 9 on Tipton. First shot, good. Credit the bucket, 44, Luke Martin. 38-34, first half. 43 seconds left. Luke Martin's second shot, rims out long, rebound, Tipton, lost the handle, goes out of bounds, going to belong to Tri-Central. Aiden Cole and Sam Ridgway couldn't decide who was going to rebound the basketball, it goes out of bounds. Checking out of the ballgame, number 44, Luke Martin, in the lineup for the Trojans, that's number 24, Craig Boer. Looking to bring the ball in is Leiniger, he gets it in behind the arc. Right there, Taboor. They're working down low, kick away. The fight for it is a high point. It's going to be caught there by Landon Grant. Down low in the paint. 42, took a shot at Chase Cassidy in the paint. He got fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot twice. 38-34. 30.2 left here in the first half. Fouls whistled. Right there on Connor Hassan. He picks up number 3. Here in the first half, first shot rims off, wouldn't go. Number 42, Jake Cassidy at the strike. Luke Martin back in the ballgame. He's going to check in for 24, Craig Boer. Sam Ridgway in the ballgame, Nate Powell, Aiden Cole. Nolan Swan, second shot good for Jake Cassidy. 38-35, a three-point leader, Art Chipton, with the basketball. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Swan, 22 seconds left on the dribble out top. Looking for a final shot here. Can guard him out top right there. That's Leiniger. They'll pass the ball left side, way behind the arc. Number 22, Jackson Money. Now back to Nolan. 9 seconds.
8 seconds. Three-point shot, short off the mark, wouldn't go for Nolan. Rebound, Cole. The kick it right side, shot wouldn't go there, shot taken by Money. And no bucket in the front court. Tipton and Tri-Central go to halftime. It's a three-point ball game. Tipton 38, Tri-Central 35. We'll have a 10-minute intermission. And I got to thank our sponsors for tonight's ballgame. We'll also mention AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and classic trucks. You can call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. That's AGM Auto. You can find us in Arcadia. Just go to State Road 19. Take Howard Street off of State Road 19. Go west, young man. We are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. This game also, in part, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes there. Enthusiasm, experience, and definitely knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes there. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens, for sure. Lisa Stokes there, Century 21 Sheets. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, in Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes there. A passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. This game is also in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system. Then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And now, while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. Yes, this couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021-22 Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. Also bringing this game to you in part is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice is not far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville. They're right there in Noblesville at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift is sure handy when you need one. We'll also mention you can find them at Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from the travel. That's the Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. Say, well, we thank you for listening. We're going to mention a couple of tournaments getting ready to come up. It's going to happen December. It's going to happen after Christmas for Tri-Central. They're going to be found. You can find him at Clinton Central Tournament. That's at Clinton Central High School. Just a while ago before the ball game, I talked to the new Clinton Central basketball coach, Mr. Derek Davis. Derek Davis, a Hamilton Heights native himself. He's coaching Clinton Central varsity basketball. He's a pretty good man. We'll mention at that Tri-Central. Tri-Central will be at that game. They're the Trojans. And right here, it's going to be hosted by Clinton Central Bulldogs. And being at the ball game also is the Carroll Cougars out of Florida, Indiana, and the Eastern Comets. Eastern Comets, the only 3A school. The rest of them are 1A. So we'll mention that's going to happen on December 28th and 29th. Again, that's going to be at Clinton Central High School. We'll also mention there's going to be 33 different varsity boys basketball tournaments between late November and mid to late January. That's in the state of Indiana. IHSAA. 33 different varsity basketball tournaments. Two of the 33 tournaments will be played in Illinois. What I'm getting to, we'll talk about the Blue Devils. The Blue Devils are going to participate in the Monrovia Tournament. That's the Bulldog Holiday Classic. That'll also happen on December 28th and 29th. Putney in Sports will be there to cover the ball games. We'll also mention there are going to be 8 teams competing right there. The first round will feature in Game 1. It'll be Tri-West at Monrovia. That'll happen at 9 a.m. Game 2 on the 28th will be Mitchell versus Southwestern. That'll happen at 10:30 a.m. Game 3 will be Danville versus Greenwood Christian. That'll be a high noon ball game. The Blue Devils will play at 1:30 p.m. That'll be Game 4. They'll go against Milan. That'll be Milan and Tipton at 1:30 p.m. Again, you can hear the ball game on PutneySports.com. We're making Game 7. Game 7 is the number they give it. That'll be Game 4 loser versus a Game 3 loser. So that'll either be Danville or Greenfield Christian in Game 3. And then Milan and Tipton in Game 4. The loser will play each other at 6 p.m. on the 28th. Still on the 28th, a 7:30 start time. That'll be Game number 8. That will be the winners of Game 4 and Game 3. So Tipton looking to be that Game 4 winner. We'll also mention on December 29th, there will be 4 games for final placement. And I will mention for 7th or 8th place, that'll happen at 3 p.m. on the 29th. For 5th or 6th place, that'll happen at 4:30 p.m. on the 29th. For 3rd or 4th place will happen at 6 p.m. on the 29th of December. And for 1st or 2nd place in the tournament, that'll happen at 7:30 p.m. on the 29th of December. That is the Monrovia Tournament, 8 teams participating. If you check the website, you might see there are some girls basketball games there. We're covering Hamilton Heights girls basketball. We got 5 games before the first of the year. And they had one game at St. Mary's Catholic. That was not a winning battle. You can check that out on the website. You can go to the archive ball game, as you can for any ball game available on the website. It's over to the far right. It says archive broadcast. If you go to the bottom of the webpage, you can listen to each and every, it's up to you. The football, Tipton Blue Devils football games are all down there. They are podcasts, and if you want to, you can re-listen. The next game for the girls' basketball, Hamilton Heights, going to travel See, Fisher's unbeaten. They were unbeaten last year when they went against Heights. Fisher's only got a 7-point win a year ago. That game will be on December 1st at Fisher's for the Hamilton Heights Huskies. We'll mention tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, if you check the website, Put Me in Sports will be at Lafayette Central Catholic. They'll be doing battle against the Seager Patriots. We'll do the 7:30 varsity ball game. If you want to listen tomorrow night, it is available. So they're getting ready for second half action. There's the second buzzer. Now work for second half. Blue Devils out on the floor. They're going to get possession here in the second half. Alternate arrow possession. They're going to inbound the basketball. Try Central back out on the floor. 8 minutes on the game clock. 38-35. Tipton in front by three. Going to inbound the basketball right there. Blue Devils, the band's going to make silent noise. I tell you what, they make a good, joyful noise. Right there where they're at. They're on the stage. North end of the gym. At top. Inside the arc. 2-point shot rimmed around for Swan. We're going to go rebound Sam Ridgway. Dishes it back out. They go out top. Good. 3-point bucket. Nolan Swan for three. 41-35. A 6-point lead for Tipton. In the front court, Reiniger on the dribble. Goes behind the back. Right elbow extended, pitchy dribbler, bounces it inside, Luke Martin, dishes it off to Chapman, Chapman off the glass, 2-point bucket, good, and Chapman will get that and one. So Chapman going to shoot again at the free throw line in the first half. He was 6 of 6 from the stripe. That foul's going to be whistled on Stan Ridgway. He's got one. He fouled number one. 3-point play opportunity, good for Chapman. 41-38. 7:23 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. Who's rolling in? Nate Powell off the glass. Backy's way in. Went off the glass right side. 2-point bucket. It's 43-38. 7:10 left. Just begun the second half. Long 3-point shot right on the money. Long right elbow extended for Chapman. 3-point land. 43-41. Catch it to two. Crossing the timeline with the basketball is Swan. After being guarded there by Leiter, he dishes off that free throw line to Nate Powell and kicks it back out. 3-point shot, good. Number 11, Nolan Swan. Credit a good pass from Nate Powell in the front court. 45-41. Set that. 46-41. Tri-Central going to lose the basketball. Goes out of bounds. Belongs to Tipton. Could be brought in. 22 Jackson Money. Crossing the timeline is Grady Carpenter. Carpenter working with 3 fouls in the ballgame. He got those in the first half. From the corner, 3-point shot on the way. Good. Trends the bucket. Jackson Money. Jackson Money gets it naturally. 49-41. 8-point advantage for Tipton. Lost the handle. Got a back Leiter with the dribble. Going to be a reach-in foul. We're going to call this one on Grady Carpenter. He's going to pick up a 4th foul. He's going to exit the ball game. Not a lot you can say there. Carpenter in disbelief. It was somewhat of a reach-in, not much. Could have very likely gone uncalled. Anyway, he picks up number 4. Team foul number 2 on Tipton here in the second half. Long shot thought about it right there. Chapman with the dribble. To kick it around the horns. Leiter, 3-point land, got it. Left elbow extended. 3-point shot, good for Caden Leiter. 49-44. 5-point leader, our Tipton. 5:45 left. We're in the third quarter. Tipton in the front court. Nate Powell near the corner. To kick it back out, to kick it around the horns. To Swan. To work it back out left side to Money. Work it down low. They get into Powell. Free throw line of ditch it right there to Sam Ridgway back out top. Looking for that good entry pass right now. Out top picked up a screen from Powell. Swan on the dribble going against Reiniger. To the corner, 3-point shot on the way. Money rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound Chapman of Tri-Central. 5:13 on the game clock. 49-44. 5-point leader, Art Tipton. Going to dribble the paint there.
going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be a body foul. Body check right there as Leininger went across the lane. They're going to whistle this foul on number two, Maverick Conway. He picks up number one, team foul, number three. Tri-Fiscal yet to commit a foul in the second half. Sort of similar to the first half. They are a clean ball game. So it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Leininger. Going to belong to Tipton. Going to bring it in left of the bucket. Going to be triggered in by Maverick Conway. He dishes it in to Nolan Swan. He'll walk across the timeline right there at the tee. He's in the front court now. We're going to get Leininger. Picked up the screen from Ridgeway. They'll go down low with it to Nate Powell on the dribble. Kicks it back out top. 3-point shot on the way. Score off the mark. Go. Rebound put back is Ridgeway. Ridgeway for two. Rebounds the 3-point shot. No good by Maverick Conway. It's a 2-point bucket for Tipton. And a 7-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 4:32 in the game clock. Working down low. Luke Martin lost the handle. Going to go out of bounds. Entering the ball game for the Trojans, we're going to see Landon Grant once again. He was an original starter in this ball game, taking a breather. Another original starter taking a breather is Craig Boer, number 24. 51-44. 4:20 left here in the third quarter. On the dribble, he'll work on the left side. It's Swan. He'll jump past the other wing to get the money. He'll work it down low off the glass. Good. Sam Ridgeway. He'll shoot one more. Ridgeway gets a good feed down low in the paint. Goes off the glass. He'll shoot one. Foul's going to be whistled. Tri-Central. Going to call this on Jace Cassidy. He wears number 24. He picks up his first. He found number one. Tri-Central. First shot. Only shot he'll get short off the mark. Wouldn't go. He got two. Couldn't get the 3-point play. That was Sam Ridgeway. High dribble. Keeps it under his hand right there. Late Leininger. They're kicking back out. 3-point shot on the way for Chapman. Rimmed out, would go. Had to take a double clutch at that shot. Would have been a great shot had it gone in. We got out of there Tipton. It's Nate Powell. They're pitching back to Swan. Swan was drive the lane. Get the ball shipped away. Pick it back up. 3-point shot. Right elbow extended. Good by Jackson Money. 3-point shot. Good. It's 56-44. The 12-point ball game, Tipton in front, 3:37 left here in the third quarter. We'll let you know a little bit about the Hoosier Conference boys basketball varsity coaches. The East Division, these are the coaches for each team in the East. Blue Staff team's coach is Kyle Johnson. He's in his third year, 26-22. He's a 10-year coach overall, 201-124. We'll also mention, I take that back, Hamilton Heights. Huskies coach Chad Ballinger, working in year number 22, 278-207 overall. Northwestern Tigers, that's Jim Gates. He has only coached at Northwestern Tigers. He's in his 18th year. Tipton Blue Devil basketball, the Blue Devils are coached by Cliff Hawkins, 29-19 in his third year at Tipton, 41st year coach, 526-378 overall. The Western Panthers coach is Michael Lewis. He's 53-40 in his fifth year at Western. Overall, he's a 12-year coach, 152-106. Ball's brought in by Tri-Central there in the front court. They're working around right there, Chapman, behind the arc, and working back to Chapman. Double skip pass is intercepted by Nate Powell, just like football. Off the glass, he dishes off Jackson Money for two. 2-point bucket, 58-44. A little over 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. At top of the basketball, the dribble, Landon Grant. He'll dish it off to Chapman. That's Jake Chapman on the dribble. To the corner, Leininger, 3-point shot, good. Corner baseline right here in front of the Tri-Central cheer block. 3-point bucket for Leininger. Makes it 58-47. 11-point leader, R. Tipton, crossing the timeline with the basketball. Right there is Swan. Swan is going to work it inside. It'll be a foul called right there, kind of a body foul. Could have been dangerous, but was not. Nate Powell, kept his balance. Nate Powell going to go to the foul line. He's going to shoot two shots. They're going to whistle this foul on 24. Craig Brewer, number 24, picked up his first. Team foul number two on Tri Central. Shot on the way. Nate Powell rims off. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Nate Powell going to get one more right here. Two fouls right here. Two shots, I should say, for the foul. And after shooting, second one rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound foul going to be called on Tipton. It's going to be called on number two, Maverick Conaway. Conaway picks up the foul. He picked up number two in the ballgame, team foul number four. They're working across the timeline with the basketball. Leiniger kicks it left side. They kick it to the corner. To Brewer. Back outside to Chapman. Working behind the arc. They go to the corner with it to Leiniger. Picked up there by Swan. They're dribbling around Swan. They go off the glass. Allie, I tell you what, that was a good move right there. He put some English on it as he's going around the front of the bucket. He goes in off glass. Leiniger for two. 58-49. From the corner, three-point shot good. Maverick Conaway, three-point land. 61-49. 2 minutes left. We're in the third quarter. Gibson High School. These two teams play first game each and every year. They call it the Pilgrim Cup. It's going to be a traveling violation. They're going to call this on Chapman. Not quite sure, as I mentioned. That's another one of those tough calls and a traveling violation where a gentleman has the basketball. Taking a breather is Sam Ridgway for the Blue Devils. Aiden Toll, number 23, back in the ballgame. Both of them seniors. There are three seniors here on the Tipton squad. There are five seniors on Tri-Central. Working through the baseline, now dribbling. Nate Powell keeps it back out. They're moving around the horn. At top of the three-point arc. They're working to the corner again. That's Conaway. They work it back around. Aiden Cole to the corner. Swan off the mark would go. Fight for the board. Finally picked up by Brewer. They're pushing to the front court. Leiniger, they go to paint again. He'll be fouled. He's going to shoot twice. Pretty much a similar shot to the one he just made. That was a little bit hard off the board. He'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on Aiden Cole. He picked up number two. Team foul number five. Two thus far on Tri-Central. First shot, Leiniger, good. 61-50. 121 left. Leiniger will get one more. Leiniger, a year ago, shot 79% from the free throw stripe. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Cuts the lead to 10 at 61-51. 115 left. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Swan. To kick a left side, of course. Working inside to Nate Powell. Back outside. Aiden Cole, three-point land, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, picked up by Conaway. He'll dish it back out to Swan. They're working down low. Pretty high pass, difficult to handle. Aiden Cole couldn't handle it. It's right up there by the corner of the backboard. Goes out of bounds. Cole got hands on it, but he goes out of bounds. It belongs to Tri-Central. 59.4 left. We brought in the Leiniger from Jake Chapman. Jake Chapman tosses it in. Leiniger crosses the timeline here, working left side on the dribble behind the arc. They're working down low, elbow left side, and Chapman on the dribble. They'll pick up the dribble, he'll go off the glass, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Those last touch off the hands of the Blue Devils. Aiden Toll, a bit disappointed, no foul called. Three officials in this ball game. It's pretty new for them. They're just getting underway. They're getting used to the game for this early season also. They're working around the perimeter. Tri-Central. Leiniger on the dribble. Working against Swan. 36 seconds left. In the front court, Tri-Central Trojans. Leiniger going to throw it away. Trying to get it into Luke Martin. Intercepting the ball once again is Nate Powell. 3-point shot outside the arc. Good. 3 points. Port Aiden Cole, 64-51, 15 seconds left. Crossing the sideline with the pass. Leiniger on the dribble. Out top. Left side. 3-point shot rims off for Chapman. Rebound Swan. 7 seconds left. To the corner. Front court. Shot on the way. Rims off. Where'd he go? shot taken there by Money. Long, half-court shot would go at the buzzer. The 64-51 contest after three. Blue Devils by 13. 8 minutes going to be on the clock. And I will also mention the West Division basketball Hoosier Conference. Coaching this year, Benton Central Bison. That's Zach Ray. Zach Ray in his third year, 20-27. Central Catholic Knights, David Barrett. David Barrett, 17th year, 285-124. Rich O'Leary, Central Bombers, their coach, a five-year coach this year, 50-42. That's Chad Pulver. Twin Lakes Indians. That's Mr. Kent Adams. He's also the AD at Twin Lakes. He's working in year number 26 at Twin Lakes. 350 wins, 237 on the last column. He's a 34-year coach overall, 420 wins, 342 losses, and a brand-new coach at West Lafayette Red Devils, Jacob Van Arzell. You'll have to check it out. I don't know if he's related to the Twins that played a pro ball, but that's Jacob Van Arzell working in year number one at West Lafayette. Say what? Their prior coach was quite a gentleman. His name escapes me right now, but I got to do an interview with him before ball game, and it was most special for me. He only coached at West Lafayette, and he's retired after, I think, 25 years. In the front court, alternate possession error gives it to Tri-Central. They're going to paint right there. Shot's going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this on Chapman, evidently an offensive foul. So they'll work it across the sideline, going to give the ball back to Tipton. Across the sideline with the basketball, it's Swan. He'll work it left side to Money, to the corner with Toll back out top. They'll move it around. Connor Hassan back in the ballgame. Morgan down low. Shot off the glass, would go for Nate Powell. Rebound out of there. Boer to the front court. Chapman goes hitch off to Leidiger. Out top. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Boer, that's Craig Boer for three. The 10-point ball game once again, 64-54. 7:15 left. We play 45 seconds in the fourth quarter. On the dribble, they bounce it in to Nate Powell and kick it back out. Shot going to go for Swan, 3-point land. Rebound, Luke Martin. He'll chase it off, 32. Right there, that's Jake Chapman. Touches the hands of number 20, Landon Graham. Kick it to the corner. Leidiger shot, 3-point land, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. It's going the other way. Blue Devils. Swan on the dribble. Nolan Swan, they'll work it inside. Working inside to Nate Powell. Kick it back out. 3-point shot, good. Aiden Cole, left elbow extended. Credit a good pass and a good look from Nate Powell. 67-54. 6:28 left here in the fourth quarter. Let's go dribble in. Could be an offensive foul. Setting up to draw the charge right there. Nate Powell going to take the brunt of it. Chapman's going to pick up the foul. He's got his second in the ballgame. Luke Martin going to take a breather. He'll take a breather. He'll check out of the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for Tri-Central is 42, Jace Cassidy. 67-54. 6:19. Clock rolling. Shifting into front court. Works it down low, works it to Nate Powell. They're working back around. Going to be tipped. They go left side now on the dribble. Number 20, Connor Hassan. Ball skips out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Last touch by Tri-Central. Blue Devils going to bring it in right in front of their bench. Trigger man, number 20, Connor Hassan. He'll bounce it in to Aiden Cole. Cole with the dribble available. He'll pass it to the corner. Bring it back out. That's Hassan. Hassan's going to be a pass, going to be intercepted on the bounce. Going to be a block shot. Going to stay in the front court. Leidiger goes up, trying to go off glass. Going to be a block shot by Tipton Blue Devil, Jackson Money. He makes sure this gym is alive right here with a block shot. Going to be brought in by Leidiger from the baseline. They get it in, 42, Cassidy. Kick it back out to Boer. Now back to the corner. Leidiger picked up his dribble early. going to tip it out of bounds. Good hands by Nate Powell. Playing defense against Cassidy. Going to belong to Trice Mitchell. Leidinger going to bring it in front of their bench area in the front court. Brought in Landon Grant. You get it back to Leidinger. 3-point shot short off the rim. Would go. Rebound. Gifton. Swan on the dribble. He'll dish it down low off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Blue Devil Jackson Money. Good pass from Swan. 69-54. Bounce pass are working out top of the circle right here. Trice Mitchell will go baseline. Going to call another offensive foul. Setting up to draw the charge once again. Nate Powell. Jake Chapman. Got to watch it. Jake Chapman. He was determined to go baseline. He's got to stop and pop that shot. So he picks up his third foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 4 on Tri-Central. Pickens thus far, second half with 5. 69-54. 5:12 left. Fourth quarter, Tipton with the basketball in the front court. They're working around out top. They're working left side. Jackson Money working left side to Aiden Cole. Down low, going to go off the glass. Bucket's going to count. Nate Powell gets the bucket. They go to the foul line for the and one. Foul's going to be whistled on number 42, Jace Cassidy. Cassidy has 2. Both teams now with 5 here in the second half. Nate Powell looking for the free throw. He got this one, 3-point play. 72-54, 5 minutes left. In the front court with the basketball. Leidinger out top to get it to Grant. Grant is dribble out top. He's going to bounce one in. Turnaround jumper for Cassidy. He's going to rim around and fall in. Pretty soft roll right there for 42, Jace Cassidy. 2-point bucket. 72-56. Tipton in the front court on the dribble. Works it left side to Money. Trying to get it into Nate Powell. Trying to save the basketball. Nearly tipped out of bounds. Cassidy could have the save. He had the toe on the baseline. Going to give it back to Tipton. They'll bring it in. Luke Martin, 44, back in the ballgame. Craig Brewer going to take a breather. Take that back. It's Landon Grant, number 20, going to take a breather. Swan going to bounce it in. In the ballgame, Grady Carpenter playing with 4 fouls. Short off the rim, 3-point shot. Swan would go. Rebound, Nate Powell. Going to be a block shot. Credited to Luke Martin of Tri-Central. Half front with the basketball, Leidinger. Left side, Brewer. 3-point land, got it. Right elbow extended for Brewer. Making a 13-point ball game, 72-59. 4:05 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Tipton in the front court on the dribble with the basketball. We'll try to slow up this pace just a little bit. Out top, freshman athlete Grady Carpenter. Where's number 3? We go low on the baseline and bring the ball back out. Out top, 3-point land. Short and long off the rim. Way to go for Swan. Trying to pick up the rebound. It's picked up by Leidinger. To go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good for Jace Cassidy. 2-point bucket for Cassidy. It's an 11-point ball game. 72-61. Tipping by 11. 3:25 left. Fourth quarter. Taking some air out of the basketball. Going to be a timeout. Called there by Coach Cliff Hawkins. You're going to take a 60-second timeout. 3:20 left. Here's the fourth quarter. 72-61. Blue Devils in front. Say what we'll mention. About a year ago. A year ago in Class 1A, the final rankings. Either a year ago. Associated Press poll, number 1 was Bar Reeve. Number 2 was Lagodi. Number 3, Couch. Number 4, North Davies. Number 5 was Indianapolis Lutheran. Number 6 was Morristown. 7 was Edinburgh. 8 was Indianapolis Kinley. Number 9 was Orleans. Number 10, Broomfield. Number 11 was Argus. Number 12 was Covington. And tied for 13, there were 3 of them. Jack Sindel, Lafayette Central Catholic, and Lanesville. We'll look for the next time out. We'll talk about the Class 2A rank final rankings from a year ago.
Going to bring the ball in.
Going to belong to Tipton. Going to be brought in from the baseline on the corner there. Take that back. They're not going to go there. They're going to bring it in right there from Swan. Gets it in to Carpenter. Dribbling in the front court, Carpenter. We're going to work it down low. We're going to bring it in to Nate Powell. We're working around the perimeter to the corner. Swan's 3-4 shot is going to go. On the rebound with Carpenter, gets it back to Swan. He moves his feet a few steps and nails a three. Good rebound by Carpenter, good feed to Swan. From the corner, Luke Martin tried the three, wouldn't go for Craig Mitchell. Rebound Chapman to go off the glass. Got a bump, no call there. To go back the other direction with the basketball, it's Carpenter. Down low, reverse layup and go for Nate Powell. Gets his own board, they go reverse layup again on the other side of the rim. They'll get the bucket and he'll shoot one more. Foul's going to be whistled. Tri-Central. Foul whistle number 44. Luke Martin picks up his third. Team foul number 6. 77-61. Three-point play not good this time. 2:33 left. Fourth quarter. 77-61. Tipton in front. On the dribble. Behind the arc. Chapman. He'll bring it back out to Leininger. Left side, Brewer. Craig Brewer shot, 3-point land, but no rebound. Chapman, he'll go back up off the glass, he'll get the bucket. This time he will shoot the extra shot. He got fouled in the act of shooting. It's good. They'll shoot one more. Got a sub going to check in. Back in the ballgame for Tri-Central is Landon Grant. Luke Martin going to take a breather. He's got three. He gets a pat on the back right there from Coach Bill Bowen. At the free throw line, 32, Jake Chapman looking for the three-point play, and he got it. 77-64, 2:17 left, tipping in the front court. Good, pass it in. Behind the defense right there off the glass. 2-point shot good for Jackson Money. 79-64, 15-point leader, tipping, driving in. Going to be a blocking foul. Ref's going to call the block on this one. Nate Powell trying to set up to draw the charge. Not quite sure, but he makes the call. He's got the license. So going to go to the free throw line, number 32, Jake Chapman. We're going to have a timeout prior to. It's going to be a full 60 seconds. 79-64, tipping by 15. 2:01 left. Jake Chapman going to go to strike when we come back. Try the three-point play. Final rankings a year ago, Class 2A Indiana High School basketball. 15 of them meet your Associated Press Bowl. Number 1, Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Number 2, Shenandoah. Number 3, Central Noble. Number 4, Park Heritage. Number 5, South Ripley. Number 6, Linton Stockton. Number 7, Covenant Christian. Number 8, Blackford. Number 9, South Spencer. Number 10, Rochester. Number 11, Madison Grant. Number 12, Northeastern. Number 13, Cherubusco. Number 14, Andrean. And number 15, Carroll. That's out of Florida. You can catch Carroll in the December 28th, 29th tournament at Clinton Central Bulldog High School. Carroll will be there with Clinton Central, Tri-Central, and the Eastern Thomas at the Clinton Central Tournament. 28th and 29th of December, right after Christmas. So going to the foul line is Jake Chapman. Chapman got the two. Trying to draw the charge, couldn't get it drawn, was Nate Powell. He picked up his second foul, 7th on Tipton. Take that back. Shot might not have gone. That was it. Everybody's flabbergasted. And that's it. 3-point play. They're talking about him getting another one. I took that time out, and a lot of folks thought about, didn't remember what just happened. That was a two, as a three-point play, it's good. And they're talking about it again. They got the three officials together right here. This is an early season for them, too. So 2:01 left. Going to check the scores, bitch. That's a three-point play. We're ready to inbound the basketball. Tipton, I do believe. 79-65. So now we're going to go the other direction. He made the bucket. Three-point play. He doesn't have to shoot again. He made the bucket. It's a three-point play. Tipton gets the ball out of bounds. And that's finally what they're going to do. 79-67, a 12-point game. Tipton in front, 2 minutes left. Can be brought in by Swan. Full court pressure. Try Central. Guard the basketball there, Chapman. Where he hits Carpenter. There's a pass across the sideline. They'll dish it off. Off the glass right there. Nate Powell. 2-point bucket. Good pass from Aiden Cole. 81. 81, Aiden Cole. 81 on the scoreboard. 81-67. Ball's in the front court. Chapman. To step over to take a three-point shot. Right elbow extended. Where'd he go? Rebound put back. Good for Cassidy. 2 points for Cassidy. Back to a 12-point game. 81-69. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Gonna pass it out there. They get it to the front court. They'll get it to Carpenter. They'll dish off. Hard off the glass. Where'd he go for Aiden Cole? Rebound put back is good. That's Nate Powell for two. 83-69. 1:10 left. 3-point shot, where to go. That was Landon Grant. Ball rimmed out there, picked up by Tipton, crossing the timeline with the basketball. And Swan moving to Carpenter. To the corner to Jackson Money. Tipped away, finally picked up by Cassidy of Tri-Central. They'll go across the timeline. Landon Grant on the dribble. They go baseline and try to take it back out. It's going to be stolen by Swan. Swan looking to go the distance. He's going to bring it back out. 42 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Number 11, Noah Swan on the dribble out front of the scores bench. He'll dribble now. Working against him is Leiniger. That's Caden Leiniger. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Going to be a recent foul. Leiniger. Going to be the seventh foul on Tri-Central. Nolan Swan will go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot the one and bonus. First foul of the ball game whistled. On 22, Caden Leiniger. Both teams with seven. One in bonus for Swan. First shot rims around, falls in. 27.8 seconds remaining. 84-69. Rims around, fell in. Carbon copy of the first. 85-69, 25 seconds left. Front court Chapman with the basketball. Step back three. Rims off, where'd he go? Rebound. Carpenter. They're taking to the front court. Passes to Money in the ball game. That's just actually run the point right there is Swan. 10 seconds left. He'll dribble across the plane right there. He'll bring it back out near center circle. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. We're going to shake hands right there. Chapman and Swan shake hands during the dribble. About 3 seconds left. The flat medium five. Ball game's over. Tipton captures the win, Pilgrim Cup 2021, 85-69 of the Tri-Central Trojans. Tri-Central, pretty good ball game. Tri-Central Trojans, next game on their agenda. They will be home versus Rochester November 27th. That's this Saturday, 7:30 for the varsity, 6 o'clock for the JV. The Blue Devils will travel to Frankston High School December 4th. That's a Saturday, 7:30 start time, 6 o'clock for the JV. Putney in Sports will be at Frankston. We thank you for listening in. We thank our sponsors for making this game possible. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and make it good for them. They made it good for you. I thank my wife back home, that's Paula. She works in sound check. She keeps everything working. And I'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.
Did you